startling news stunned official Washington. If true, it meant the destruction of 2 full years of top-secret diplomatic... that the entire fate of Western Europe was trembling on the brink of destruction. But an hour after the discovery was made, when a telephone rang in the suite at the Hotel Vendôme in Paris, the man who answered it had no foreboding of the responsibility that was about to be his.
Hello?
That you, Thurston?
That's right, who's there?
Slade, at the American Embassy. Can you and the Chief get over here?
What's up, Slade?
Operation Zero.
We'll be right there.
But that's incredible, Slade.
Incredible or not, Chief? Two of the boys in Washington, our number one experts on Operation Zero, have disappeared off the face of the earth. And we've got to find them again before it's too late. Before they wind up in Moscow.
Who are they, Slade?
James Everett, David McDonald.
McDonald?
That's right.
He's an old friend of yours, isn't he, Ken?
Yes, Chief, and there's one thing I bet my life on. David McDonald's no traitor.
Well, that's not what the facts say, Thurston.
What do they say?
McDonald and Everett left Washington en route to London. They were going to clean up the last unfinished details on Operation Zero, the Atlantic Defense Pact plans for defending Europe in the event of of unprovoked aggression.
So
they never arrived. They left the plane at Shannon Island. Haven't been seen since.
When was that, Slade?
12 hours ago. If they're not taking the plans to Russia, we've got nothing to worry about. But if they are, well, we've got to find out.
Yeah. But how? They've got a 12-hour start. They could enter Russian territory anywhere from the Baltic to the Adriatic Sea.
I think we can narrow it down, Chief. McDonald has a small chalet in France, at Montigny. He spends his summer vacations there.
I'm afraid your friend McDonald's not on a vacation trip this time, Thurston.
Nor is Marshal Petrov.
Petrov? The Politburo's military commander?
Yeah. He heard yesterday that he just arrived in Berlin, remember?
Well, what's that got to do with this? With McDonald and Everest taking the plans of Operation Zero to Moscow?
Suppose I let you know, Slade. From Montigny, France.
Why so surprised? You knocked, didn't you?
Yes, I wasn't expecting to find you here, Miss...
I'm Anna Werner.
Miss Werner?
And if you weren't expecting me, then who?
Well, this chalet belongs to a man named David McDonald, or didn't you know?
Oh, sure, but it's a cinch McDonald wouldn't be in Montigny now.
Why not?
Do I really have to tell you, Mr. X?
Huh?
Surprise number two?
No, frankly, yes.
Well, good. It's always easier for me to work on a guy who's a little off balance.
Just what kind of work do you have in mind?
Oh, I've got lots of answers for that one. Suppose we talk him over inside, hmm? Maybe I can come up with another surprise or two.
I'll bet you can. Okay. What about those answers?
Well, I'm a freelance newspaper girl, and I got a tip in Paris that McDonald might be wearing a red wolfskin under his sheep's clothing with Operation Zero in one of the pockets. So I came down here to check.
What have you found?
You. McDonald's private hangar out at the airport, empty. That makes the tip sound 24 carats.
Yeah.
You don't like the story, hmm?
Should I?
Well, sure, we're going to work together. And they tell me at the airport that Max got a 4-hour start on us. We better get going.
Not we, Miss Werner.
Okay. I'll stick around for a while. I've got a hunt. I wonder.
I'll let you know.
Yes, do that little thing.
Well?
This is Mr. Pagel Zeltschmidt speaking. I'd like to talk to Mr. Thurston, please.
Pagel.
That's right. Pagel Zeltschmidt speaking. I'd like to... Oh, who are you? Hello, Mr. Thurston.
Where the devil are you? What do you want?
Boy, have I ever got hot stuff news for you, Mr. X. The real scoop on that McDonald guy. Believe me, this will knock your head off. Ready?
Oh.
Hey, what happened there? Mr. X?
Sorry, but I did promise you another surprise, didn't I?
Hey.
Mr. X.
Mr. Thurston. Did you hear me? What happened? Hey, Mr. X.
Wake up, Rex. Please wake up. Why do you have to stay up? Wake up.
Well, what's up there now?
That's right, Mr. Rex. That's right. Boy, what happened to you anyway?
Girl, where is she?
A girl? You mean a girl slugged you like that? Yes. What was she, a female grafter?
Oh, never mind. How'd you get here? Last thing I remember was talking to you on the phone.
Well, that was from the airport. When I heard something funny over the telephone, I beat it right out here.
All right, Pagan. What was that red-hot news you were talking about?
The chief sent me after you with it. It's about that big-shot Russian military guy, Marshal...
Petrov?
Petrov. The chief said to tell you that Petrov left Berlin on an aeroplane trip a little while ago. He didn't know where to, but it was someplace southwest in Germany.
Southwest in Germany?
That's right. I told you I had really... Does that mean something?
Could mean that MacDonald and Everest are heading to the Russian zone of Germany. And Petrov's intending to meet them.
So what? There's hundreds of miles of borders to the Russian zone. He could be meeting them anywhere.
That's right, but I have a hunch that three people know where he is. Know where it is. Everest, MacDonald, and a girl named Anna Werner.
The lovely Mademoiselle departed from this airport in a chartered plane not 10 minutes ago.
Did she file a flight plan?
Pardon, monsieur?
Well, did she tell you where she was going?
Oh, mais oui. Her destination was Le Havre.
Le Havre?
But that's not in Germany, Mr. Thurston. It's on the British Channel or something.
You sure that's where she said she was going?
Mais certainement, monsieur. I remember most distinctly. A very stubborn young lady, Mademoiselle. I wonder that she could never succeed in reaching there.
Why not?
There was not enough fuel in the airplane, monsieur. That is why not.
Uh-huh.
At the most, she could fly but 300 kilometers. But she would not listen. A most stubborn young lady. She would never arrive at Le Havre.
I see, but if you'll get me a flight map of Western Europe and a pair of dividers, I think I can show you where she will arrive. This is Sonneberg, Germany. The only town in the Russian zone within a radius of 300 kilometers.
And that's where you think she's going, Mr. Thurston, eh? Following those MacDonald and Everest characters?
It's the nearest Russian territory, and it's directly southwest of Berlin.
Hey, that's the direction Marshal Petrov was flying. Same figures, eh, Mr. X?
Worth finding out.
Huh? Well, but we can't go flying behind iron curtains, Mr. X. They'd shoot us down like clay ducks. If you don't believe me, ask Grisha.
Who's Grisha?
A cousin of mine. He lives in Neustadt, in the American zone, right across the border from Sonnenberg.
Good. Let's pay him a visit.
Sure. What for?
Well, he's a Zellschmidt, isn't he?
So what's got it to do with it?
Dagon, don't you know you can always depend on a Zellschmidt?
Yeah.
But I'm operating a strictly legitimate business, Herr Thurston. I don't know how to smuggle people across the border into Sonneberg.
You sure, Grisha?
It's very by the father of my father of my father, Herr Thurston. He's a liar, all right. That proves it. Egon, you wound me deeply, my beloved cousin. What I say is true. Smuggling watches, American cigarettes, coffee into Sonneberg. I do these things, yes. But people, never.
Strictly legitimate business.
Yes, oh, sure. Exactly. I'm afraid there is nothing I can do for you, my friend.
Too bad. I thought that this might...
Hey, that's money you're showing. Yeah. Let me see. 20. 40. 50. You know something, Chester? I've just gone into another business. Strictly illegitimate. There is a farmhouse, Herr Thurston. The two men who arrived in Neustadt just before you did are in there now.
Thanks, Grisha. Wait here. Come, Pagan.
You see, those two men are McDonald and Everett?
He figures. Those pillboxes are a couple of 100 yards down the road to the entrance to the Russian zone. They'll probably wait until it's dark and then make a break for it.
Why don't we call in the police or the AP or something, I guess. Hey, that car coming from the farmhouse is heading right
off the road, Pagan. Fast, off the road.
Hey, what's the matter with those jokers? They tried to run us down.
Everett and McDonald. Heading for the Russian zone. Come on. Let me have the wheel, Grisha. Let me have it.
What are you doing now?
We're going to try and stop that car before it reaches the border.
But the Russian guard said certain they'll never allow you to do that.
We've got to force that car off the wall before they can stop it.
You know something, Mr. Rex? They stopped us.
Yeah, just like McDonald and Everett made the Russian zone. With Operation Zero, though.
We'll continue with The Man Called X in just a moment. Now, Act Two of The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall with Leon Belasco as Pagan Zellschmidt. The top men in Washington have mysteriously disappeared. Ken Thurston, the man called X, has trailed them to Neustadt, Germany, in an effort to determine if they're carrying the Atlantic Pact defense plans into the hands of the Russians. But his attempt to stop them from crossing the border has been halted by the chattering burst guns of the Russian border guards.
So they made it, Ken.
Looks like it, Chief. I'm not too sure about that.
What do you mean?
Marshal Petrov flew down to meet him, all right. Pagan's cousin, Grisha, verified that for us.
Well, what of it?
I have a hunch Petrov will fly them to his headquarters in Berlin instead of direct to Moscow. He'll want the honor of taking those plans to the Kremlin himself.
Yeah,
too bad someone can't get into the Russian zone before he gets the plans from McDonald and Everest. Oh, of course not, no. And with all the dope the Bureau must have on Petrov's headquarters, too.
That's right.
Yes.
But the fact that we know Petrov's got a secret suite on the 12th floor of the Pelzerhof Hotel, that isn't a bit of help to anyone under the circumstances.
Not a bit. And we probably know where to get some inside help at the Pelzerhof, too. Yes. Well, looks like I better get back to Paris.
Yeah, looks like it, Jim.
You don't mind if I take my time here, Chief, look around the country a bit first?
Oh, no, not at all. No, you've got a vacation coming. Take your time. Take plenty of time.
Thanks, Chief, I will. Good seeing you.
Oh.
Hello, Miss Werner.
Oh, well, fancy meeting you here, Mr. Thurston.
How'd you
find...
In
the phone booth, of all things.
How did you like me eavesdropping?
Oh, it was excellent. These phone booth walls are paper thin.
Yeah.
And how lucky for you.
Is it?
Yes. You see, I am your only hope of getting to Berlin in time. Or didn't you know your plane had been sabotaged?
No, I didn't, but there'll be others.
Oh, I'm afraid not. I made it my business to be sure that no others were available.
You're a busy little bee, aren't you?
Well, that's how bees make honey. And I expect to make a good deal of honey syndicating this yarn when it's all over.
So you're still trying to play newspaper woman?
Of course.
Wasn't that tap on the head you gave me a little out of character?
Not at all. You were obviously determined not to let me go along with you, and I was just as determined to get the story. Even if I had to... What's the cliche? Go to any length to get it.
And you expect me to believe that, too?
I'm afraid you'll have to, Mr. X. If you expect to get to Berlin on time, well,
Okay, Anna, let's go.
Look, Mr. X, so that cookie Anna flew us into Berlin. That don't mean we have to go into the Russian zone with her.
We are not taken.
Well, that's a relief.
We're going alone.
Oh, sure, that's the ticket. We're going to... Alone?
Yeah, we got some business with the assistant manager of the Fairza Hotel. Name of Vladimir Grigorsky.
Certain that you will find these accommodations all that you desire, comrade. However, the tenants on this floor, particularly Marshal Petrov, are very sensitive to any form of disturbance. That's why I bring you up in the service elevator. You understand, comrade?
I understand, comrade Grigorsky.
Yes, I was certain that you would. So, the 12th floor. This way, please. At the far end of this corridor is Marshal Petrov's private suite. This room is one he reserves for special guests. So, now I have done all that I can do, Mr. Thurston. I believe that the American McDonald will come to this room. But he is, when can be certain of nothing. From now on, your actions must be your own responsibility.
Thanks, Grigorsky. I'll take over from here.
One more thing. What about your man, Zeltsin? I can keep you hidden for perhaps an hour, but then the manager comes on duty.
In an hour, it'll have to be enough. If I'm not over here by then, get Tagon back into the Allied zone. You'll phone what's happened to the chief.
Very well, Mr. Burton. As you wish.
I should like to say something, but what is there to say except perhaps good luck.
Ken!
That's right.
What the devil are you doing here?
You don't need an answer to that.
You're a fool.
What about the plans for Operation Zero, Max?
You'll never get out of here alive.
What about those plans?
I should have known you'd follow me. Ken, I haven't got them. I didn't bring them with me. I couldn't. Swallowing their lying propaganda, getting sucked into their filthy, rotten scheme.
What happened?
The old story. Geneva sold me. I was to get copies of Operation Zero, and we'd take them to the Russians. Oh, yes, I was helping to be the savior of the entire world.
What changed your mind?
Everest and a couple of his comrades, the night we were to leave Washington, they couldn't help boasting, and... Well, I guess I woke up.
Too late then, wasn't it?
Sure, sure. I tried to break away, they'd kill me, and Everest would still be in Washington building up another sucker. This way, at least, he's been tagged for what he is, and Operation Zero is safe.
Yeah? But what about you, Matt?
Well, what do you think? I've stalled Petrov so far, but I'm supposed to be getting the plans now. And when he learns that I haven't got them, well, it means curtains for Everest and me. Ken, you've got to get out of here before he finds you.
Suppose we both take a crack at it. The service elevator's only a few feet down the corridor. Come on.
Ken, I...
Come on.
Going somewhere, comrade.
Petrov!
If so, I would not advise it.
You'd better follow that advice, boys. Comrade Petrov's an awfully quick man on the trigger.
Well, Anna.
Another surprise, Ken?
No. You obviously plotted your rear guard action for Everest. The only paper you could report for would be Pravda.
And quite a story it will make, too. Not only have we uncovered the traitor McDonald, but we have captured the rarest of prizes as well. The man called X.
You haven't anyone yet, Petrov!
Ken, run!
You stupid fool. Did you actually believe that you could
have that gun?
Back off! Back off! Back off!
Thank you, Anna. My dear.
fool, Ken. Look what it got you coming after me.
Oh, things aren't too tough, Nick.
Are you kidding? Me with a bullet in my side and you with your shoulder in a sling, underarm guard here at the Lenin's Plaza Hospital, how tough do things have to get?
Pagorski knows what went on at the hotel. If you didn't have Operation Zero with you, he'll send Pagon to the Allied zone with the news.
Okay, so you did your job. But the NKVD's going to pick us up today and take us to Moscow, and you know what that means?
They're not there yet. We've been in the hospital 24 hours. Chiefs have plenty of time to get to work on it.
Oh, sure. If we're just going to walk right in here and take us out. You hear that? The secret police. What can the chief do now?
Easy, Mac, easy.
Prisoners, we are from the NKVD. You are now in our custody. We have orders to transport you to Moscow.
Grigorsky, and look who else. Boy, I bet you'd like to see a dance, Greg.
On your feet, prisoners. You have no time to waste. On your feet.
Are you both able to walk, Mr. Thurston?
I'm okay. What about you, mate?
Walk with a live coal of cannon that meant getting out of here. I think we could afford secret police papers, private ambulance without waiting for them to think.
I hope we shall have to hurry, Mr. Thurston. He may be discovered at any moment.
Oh, don't say things like that.
Oh, I thought so.
Get the ambulance down, Mr. Thurston.
Okay.
Wait. Ken, look. They are coming toward the ambulance entrance. It's Petrov.
What do we do? Let's make a break for it. Come on.
You there. Why are you running? That's those men there.
Come on, you're running. What's that?
Get in, Orville. Get in. All right, Mr. Thurston, get in. Okay, here we go.
Yes, still by the block behind, but getting fast.
They'll catch us.
They'll have to hurry, Pagon. There's the American zone. Get ahead.
But look, wooden barricades. I'm gone. We cannot get through.
I wouldn't bet on that, Grigorsky.
Hang on to your head. We're going to crash.
Not all of us, Mr. Thurston.
Look, McDonald.
Yes?
Oh, the poor guy.
Well, at least he died with a clean conscience. There's more you can say for some others back home.
Others?
Yes. Traitors, saboteurs, trading American lives. Wonder how they're going to feel when their time comes. How happy they'll be when they have to face their conscience and find it black and red.
I'll start. Now, here is our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. Join us, won't you, when next I return as the man called X. Good night.
The Man Called X is distributed exclusively by Nostalgia Broadcasting Corporation, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.